and a friend of the show, I think I could say that now, a good dude, and a guy that really knows his stuff is my man Jeff Blum, who has joined us throughout the year and is joining us again right now as we get ready for big Game 6 and hopefully a big weekend for your hometown 9, the Houston Astros. Blummer, thanks as always for joining us. We certainly appreciate it.
Always good being on with you guys.
For future reference, your group of choice for your intro music, I should know this, and I know you tweeted out a song the other day, but Tyler needs to notate this for future reference because he is a music aficionado.
No, that's why I played it, because I saw him tweet it out.
Yeah, somebody's onto it.
Yeah, Megadeth, right?
No.
Yeah, it popped up on my
Oh, you're a Megadeth guy, but what's the other group that you saw here in town this year that you're a big fan of?
Chevelle.
I knew it started Chevelle with a C. Yeah, Chevelle. I knew it was a car name.
All right. Well, Blummer, if you had Megadeth and Chevelle concert same time but different venues, who are you going to see?
Chevelle.
Oh, wow. Okay. Look at that.
There you have it.
Yep.
All right.
Made
so
the call.
Let's get it. Let's get into it because you know it's been a hot topic around here and around the city. And of course, we even talked about it yesterday. The overall feeling of Houston fans because of their previous sports experiences is not good going into this thing. But what can you tell me that's something good about your feeling, the team's feeling, and what you see playing out here in Game 6 and hopefully Game 7?
Home teams have played very well and won the ball games in the ALCS. I think the Astros are good enough to win. They play well at home. It's very tough in any portion of the season to go out there and beat the same team four times in a row. And the Houston Astros have Justin Verlander going, who is 3-1 with a 1.48 in elimination games. So I think there's a certain mentality of these guys. They wanted to get back. They are back, and they still have an opportunity to win. And there's a moniker going around town for a very long time here in Houston called Clutch City, and now is an opportunity to live up to the name.
So what's it like in that locker room right now, and what are the vets telling the guys that may be pressing a little bit?
You know what? At the end of the series, or at the end of the three games in New York, you know, you read some stories about it was a tough place to play, but then you hear about Carlos Beltran and Brian McCann having a little bit of a meeting. And I really took that as the veteran guys explaining to this team that they still have an opportunity. I don't think they... It reinforced the negative. I think they told these guys that this is an opportunity to get back to who we are and prove that we are a better team. So I appreciate the fact that these guys, even in a dire situation after losing three in a row, pretty ugly up in New York, that they still need to understand that they have an opportunity to make good things happen here in Minute Maid Park.
And I mean, that's why you went and got them, right? That's why you got McCann and
Beltran,
yeah, to have those talks.
No, absolutely. You need to have that positive reinforcements because it's easy as a young player to go out there and go, oh, man, it's terrible. And even in this day and age with the 24-hour news cycle and social media, you're just going to get beat down and beat over the head with some of the negativity, and you need to really draw within and become a new ball club when they open up here in Minute Maid Park.
You've been with this team all year long. There's been some other underlying topics going on because of the three games in New York and some things I wanted to pick your brain on. One was, would you have pulled McCullers when AJ pulled him? Because a lot of people forget the fact that this guy didn't have all that many starts in the last month and a half of the season. And, you know, obviously getting you into the seventh with that pitch count, he had done his job. But there's a lot of people that questioned it, thought it was the wrong move, thought he could have gone further. So I want to get your thoughts on that. And then the whole Brad Peacock situation on top of that. When were you supposed to use him? Did he use him in the right spot? Those two questions were pressing. I want to run them by you.
It's tough because in talking with AJ and understanding how he manages ball games, there are so many other factors going into these games and so many other analytics that are going into these games. There are a lot of voices down in that dugout sometimes, and there's a lot of things going on before the game. And AJ has even said that he tries to manage these games before the game happens. You hear managers talking about how they don't want the game to get away from them. They want to stay ahead of the game. And this may have been a pre-planned thing, saying if AJ feels that Lance McCullers is getting in any kind of trouble, I'm going to go get him. And that may have been the situation. But if I have to be brutally honest, I didn't feel that taking out Lance McCullers in that situation needed to be done. I truly felt on the outside watching that ball game that Lance McCullers, even though he gave up a mega bomb to Aaron Judge, it was one bad pitch. And that was really the only bad pitch I saw from Lance McCullers in that outing. I thought he was pitching extremely well, and I still felt that he was a better option as opposed to what was coming out of the bullpen. And as far as Brad Peacock, that's another thing. We don't know how his arm was feeling. We don't know if he had gotten hot earlier in the game and felt something that he didn't want to come out there and pitch with. And I don't know, you know, what the game plan was. But on the outside, again, looking in and watching this ball game, I would have assumed that Brad Peacock would have backed up Lance McCullers in that situation, especially with the lead, and knowing that Brad has similar stuff that can get right-handed bats out with that slider that he has.
All right, so I'm going to let you still critique what's going on here because we've made it. We talked about it a little bit. Do you think it was a mistake starting Keuchel on the road and not saving him and Verlander for Game 6 and 7, and maybe going with a Morton or somebody else in Game 5?
No, I think no.
Okay. Short and sweet there. Look, I think that's everybody else's concern. They feel very, very confident in Justin Verlander, but then they're worried about the matchup of Sabathia and a fresh Sonny Gray waiting for the Yankees, and then wondering, is it McCullers on short rest, and what the Astros are going to do from a pitching perspective in the biggest game of the year?
It's going to be all hands on deck. We know how these games go, and if everything goes according to plan, and from what we've seen from Justin Verlander, he's going to go out there and throw 120, 130 pitches, get through 8 innings at least, and hold down the Yankees and allow the offense to score more runs. Hopefully it turns into a situation where you bring in Ken Giles, he shuts the door, and we show up again tomorrow on Saturday, and we see Lance McCullers start that game, maybe on short rest. You talked about how he still has bullets in the tank, and maybe that's why he came out of that game earlier in New York, is because they wanted to save him in case they had to come back to him on short rest, knowing that they could save some pitches. If and when that game gets to tomorrow, it's going to be Lance McCullers, Charlie Morton, Brad Peacock, Dallas Keuchel. It's going to be the whole shebang out there in that bullpen. So I think that the key right now is just to make sure that Justin Verlander gets the offensive support for what he's about to go out and do.
You see it a lot in the playoffs, and we've seen it from this team all year, but one of our listeners texted the show and had a question for you. They were curious your thoughts. Do you think the Astros shift the defense too much?
Now that I've called, 150-some games and I've had a chance to sit there and watch a lot of Astros baseball and had a chance to talk to AJ, they are very aggressive, and I do understand why. I have had a chance to look at some of the heat maps on where these ground balls are going. There is a lot of data and a lot of information being crunched in order to move these guys into that position. This isn't, a one-year stat sheet where they looked at where ground balls were going and said, yep, that's where we're going. No, this is this is as long as these guys have been playing in the minor leagues and in the big leagues where they've been tracking where they are hitting these ground balls. So, they do shift a lot. It will bite them in the butt sometimes because they shift so much. But, I just feel that, I have faith in the process. I have faith in what they're doing. Sometimes it does get a little extreme as far as moving everybody on one side of the field as opposed to the other. But it's a nature of the beast. These are the Houston Astros we are watching, and we need to understand that this is what the shift is, and this is how they're going to play baseball.
All right, you've been a big stick in the playoffs. You were a stick in the mud in 05 when you took out the Astros. But you know the offensive side of the game as well, and that's what we haven't talked about yet. What's up with the offense? How do you get them going? Do you change the lineup at all? And your overall thoughts on what's going on and how to get out of it from an offensive perspective?
I'm not changing the lineup. These guys are too good, and they understand how to play the game. I think the 3 games in New York really got to them, and mentally they broke down for the first time all year. The day off is going to be good for them. Showing up tonight in Minute Maid Park is going to be fantastic for them because the vibe is going to be completely different. It's going to be a sea of orange and a sea of cheers. The backdrop is going to be better. They're going to see the ball better. But if I'm anybody in that clubhouse, and I say this all the time throughout the course of the season, when things are going bad, the video coordinator in there needs to just get a pump reel. You need to get a highlight reel, get some good music, show these guys raking, show these guys barreling pitches up, because those guys still are in that clubhouse. Those guys are still going to be in that lineup. And when they get the strike zone command back and they force Severino to start throwing strikes in the zone, these guys are going to get the barrel to it and they're going to start scoring runs and it's going to snowball.
I love it. I mean, the Rockets did some of those things when they got to their new locker room, and I think that's a great idea.
Yeah.
The other quick question for you on that front, though, is are they really – the body language says they're pressing. Springer looks like he's not the same fun-loving, free, yeah, happy-go-lucky guy that's having fun talking to AJ. You know, it just seems like they're pressing, and how do you get those guys out of that?
Right now, you just say, hey, this is it. You've got nothing to lose other than the series if you go out there and play the same way. So why not change things up a little bit and go back to that personality that won them 100-plus games and got them to the American League Championship Series? I know the runs have been hard to come by, but that doesn't mean that you can't go out there and get them and create them. AJ, throughout the course of the season, has always said, if I can get these guys in this lineup to get two or three good things to happen in the course of an inning, big things happen. These guys are due. I don't know. I don't care how you have to explain it. You could go in there right now and tell these guys that you are overdue. Be yourselves, and you will get your knocks and start to find holes. I would love to see them go out and get a couple of bloop hits like we've seen the Yankees get, because if the second you start getting bloop hits, it sets that defense on their heels a little bit and questions themselves, and it puts that pitcher in a position saying, man, I just made the pitch of my life, and now I gave up a hit. What's going to happen next? And hopefully that's the way things start to go for the Astros offense.
Jeff Blum joins us on the HRMP hotline. Jeff, before we let you go, what are your thoughts on tonight's game? How do you see it going?
I think it's going to be great. I think Justin Verlander is going to go out there and shove like he normally does. He's got a great game plan against these Yankees. And his ability to adjust mid-game is great, and I love to watch it. The vibe is going to be unbelievable at Minute Maid Park. And you're going to start to see these guys come back and be who they are. The offense is going to score about 5 runs tonight, and we're going to show up again tomorrow and have the same conversation.
Did they win the series, Jeff?
Yes.
Outstanding. Now, I'm going to give you one final hypothetical that we were given here on the show just to see what you think, all right? You get 3 runs right now and Verlander on the hill. Do you take it, or do you let the dice roll with the fact that you said the offense is going to break out?
I'm not sure I understand.
So you either get 3 runs...
Oh.
And Verlander, or you just let it ride as, hey, play it and see if the offense breaks out.
I'm taking Verlander in the 3 runs, and we're going to tomorrow.
See, that's what I did, too. As much as I want to believe that they're going to break out tonight, knowing that Verlander's on the hill, I just felt confidence that that's more than enough with that guy riding the bump.
Well, I'll tell you what, that could relax the offense, too, saying we've got Verlander out there. We know he's going to hold the other team down, so why don't we go out there, relax, and get him some runs?
That's a great point. I'm sure you're going to be there, my man, but we appreciate you spending some time with us. We look forward to catching up when we start talking about the World Series. But enjoy yourself. Have a great weekend, and thanks for the time.
I will. Always good being on with you guys. Have fun.
Jeff Blum right there on the HRNP listener line. Always good stuff from Blummer. We appreciate him. We're going to take a quick break. Back with a whole lot more. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.